This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Luke 18. Just as a little bit of background to this. In Luke chapter 14, we have what we usually refer to as the chapter of excuses. If you want to find out about excuses, you go to Luke 14. Jesus listed several of them that people used with him. And he obliterated them with his word. That was the chapter of excuses. And then Luke 15 is the chapter of lost things. You remember the lost coin, the lost sheep, the lost son, the prodigal, was in chapter 15 of Luke. Chapter 16 of Luke, we got the story of the faithful and the unfaithful servants. Then we move into chapter 17 of the book of Luke, and it's about forgiveness in the beginning part of it. And the latter part of 17 is about the ungratefulness of humanity, that human beings are generally speaking ungrateful people. And he headlined it by saying that there was 10 lepers and they all got healed, and only one of them returned out of 10. 10 got miraculously healed from a deadly disease, but only one leper came back and bowed to Jesus and went to his feet and appreciated what was done to him and became his servant. Only one out of 10. And of course, you know, leprosy is like a type of sin. So we got 10 sinners getting set free here completely, but only one out of 10 really desiring to serve the Lord. The rest just going about their lives. Luke 17, before we get to 18, concludes with the discourse on the end times, comparing it to the time of two individuals in the Old Testament. He compares it to two individuals. That he said that the end times, just before I return, is going to be much like the times of Noah and the times of Lot, two guys in the Old Testament, two men who were both children of God. Both belong to the Lord. But during their times, the way the world was then is the way the world will be when Jesus returns. These times were difficult. There was great wickedness upon the earth, and there was a great evil everywhere going on, as there is today. But we learned in the Bible, in Genesis 6 and verse 5, that a man named Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah served the Lord. Once he found grace and once he became a man of God, he served the Lord. And for 120 years, he served the Lord and preached the gospel of that time to those that were around him. And so once he found grace, then he was delivered from judgment. Noah was a guy who would be delivered from judgment. Judgment was coming, and that was the message. There was a coming judgment. And that judgment, you can escape it. You don't have to be included in it. It doesn't have to be upon you. There is a way of escape. That way of escape is to come and be and enter into the ark of safety. And so we have a similar message today. We have Jesus Christ, our ark of safety. And we tell people, hey, there's a coming judgment. But you don't have to be part of it. It doesn't have to fall upon your head. There is a place to go. There is one you can come unto where you will be safe from judgment. Come into the ark of safety, Jesus Christ. We have the same gospel in a sense. Except we are more practical in the sense that we know who the ark of safety is. That was a type of Christ. We have the real deal. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:9, we know once we come unto our ark of safety, Jesus Christ, that God does not appoint us to wrath, meaning his judgment. We have no appointment. There's nothing on the appointment list that says you're going to be under judgment. It's over. There is therefore now no condemnation. So you're not appointed to wrath. You are appointed, on the other hand, to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, and whether we are awake or asleep, which means whether we are alive or dead, that we'll live together with him. Whether you're alive today, we walk with Jesus. If you died today, you would walk with Jesus. Alive or dead, you'll be with him forever, and you have no appointment, no future appointment with death. You may have to go see a few doctors now and then because of ailments. You'll have appointments, but you have no appointment with judgment. 1 Thessalonians 1:10 says the same thing, that we are waiting for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath, i.e. judgment, to come. He's the one who delivers us from all future judgment. The judgment that we deserved was taken upon himself on that cross when he suffered and died at the hands of the Romans and by the accusation of the Jewish scribes and Pharisees and leaders, chief priests. When he died there on that cross, God was taking that death as our judgment upon us, being placed on him as he was innocent, and we paid the price through him. So our judgment is over. Our judgment is over. So we have Noah. And Noah was a man who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. How did he do it? The same way Abraham did in Genesis 15:6. It says, Abraham believed God, and God said, therefore you believed in me, you're righteous. Well, what does righteous mean? It means you're right with God. It said, when Abraham believed God, he was right with God. Why was he right? Because of his faith. Because of his works, did he make mistakes? Yes. Did he fail? Yes. Did he fall into sin from time to time? Of course. That wasn't the basis of his righteousness. His rightness with God was based upon his faith in God. You're saved by faith. In the Old Testament and the New Testament. So Noah was the same thing. He found grace. How did he find grace? Because he believed in God. God gives grace to the humble. Noah was a godly man. We know Noah was not a perfect man. Noah was godly, but we know he's not perfect. We got him over in Genesis 9:21, getting drunk as a skunk. He's not perfect. He's got his flaws. But he's a saved man. He's a believer. And he found grace with God. He's the grandson of Methuselah, who lived to be 969 years old. He's the oldest man recorded in history. He's the great grandson of Enoch, the man who walked with God and was not. He was a man of God. He comes from a line of men who walked with God. He had a heritage. Father investing in son, son investing in grandson. He had a heritage. It's no small thing to invest in your kids. It's no small thing to spend time with your sons and your daughters and investing the Word of God in their lives. Talking about the things of God. Making them aware of the presence of God. There's a heritage that you can create in your families. And even if they stray a little bit, it's in them. It's an anchor. It brings them back. He walked with God in Genesis 5. Enoch did. But Noah is from that heritage. He was a godly man who was honoring the will of God in his lifetime in building the ark of safety, that when judgment finally did come, the ark was lifted up out of judgment. Just as we have the promise in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that when judgment does come upon the earth, in terms of the tribulation years, who's going to be lifted up out of it? The church. And who's in the church? You and me. We're lifted up out of it. We're removed from judgment. Why? Because we have no part in judgment. Judgment is removed from us. We have no appointment with judgment. We have an appointment to walk with Jesus. So we are lifted up out of judgment, and that is our assurance from the Scriptures. And then the second guy that's mentioned, that Jesus mentioned about during the end times, he says it's going to be like the times of Lot, the times that Lot lived in as well. We're going to have on the earth during the last days, we're going to have Noahs who walk with God and honor God and serve God. Even if they're on the earth for 120 years, they're going to serve God till the day they go. But then we have guys like Lot, too, in Christianity in the last days. And Lot is on the earth as well. And Lot is also a man who found grace with God. Genesis 19:19 tells us that. Lot found grace with God. Lot is the nephew of Abraham. He found grace with God. And how did we say you find grace in the Old Testament? You believe. Same way you find it in the New Testament. So he found grace with God. Lot was a man of God. He found grace with God, but Lot was a carnal man. 1 Corinthians 3:3, a carnal believer. That means he was fleshy. That means he was a believer who chose to live his own life, his own way, doing his own thing, without any adherence to the will of God. He chose to live his life surrounded by wickedness and evil, and he stayed in that situation as long as he could make a few bucks. He traded it for prosperity. He lived in a place of wickedness and affiliated himself with evil people and did business with evil people as long as he could make a few bucks. He was a fleshy believer. Was he under grace? Yeah, he was a believer. Was he God's man? God considered him his man. Did he act like it? Not at all. In Genesis 13:9, we see Lot. It says, Lot lifted up his eyes. And that's important. You can underline, lifted his eyes. He saw all the plain of Jordan. What did he tell himself? Whoa, this is well watered everywhere.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.